As we move to the end of the book of Shemot, we have this week the last two parashiot, Vayakel and Pekudei. Vayakel begins straight after Moshe has come down the second time. When he came down with the second set of tablets, the second set of luchot, Moshe finally has an opportunity of teaching the people what it is that God said. And of all the laws in the Torah, the law which Moshe chose to teach were the laws of Shabbat. And this is not the first time, or the second time, or the third time, or the fourth time. The laws of Shabbat have been mentioned in the book of Shemot. It seems to be that of all the laws, this is something which we heard about, we've learned about. But it could be incredibly instructive to understand why the laws of Shabbat or the laws were taught at this juncture. In last week's parsha, as we got to the end of the laws about building of the Mishkan, there was one last section that was taught to Moshe before the tablets were handed to him. And that was a section about Shabbat. And that section, it said that Shabbat is a sign, it's an oath between God and the Jewish people. The Jews were commanded to keep Shabbat just like God created them for 6 days and rested on the seventh. And one of the things that it mentioned there is that Shabbat is given for all the generations, for all of history. And it seems to be that that was something which was not necessarily important to be told at this particular time. And it seems that that message, that Shabbat is for all generations, had incredible significance, especially when we appreciate when it was said. As far as I can tell, if this was the last law that God taught Moshe before he handed him the Luchot, that means if we were to split the screen and to try to appreciate what was taking place down below, at that moment the Jews were involved in the preparations, or perhaps even the beginning of the service of the golden calf. Which means up above, at the top of the mountain, reaching the very heavens, God is teaching Moshe the laws of Shabbat, and the people down below are singing with the golden calf. And right afterwards, God says to Moshe, this is it, it's over. The Jewish people have sinned, they broke the first two commandments. They forgot that I am the God who took them out. They forgot that they can't make any graven images. And the sin seems to be so profound. How can we move on from there? So it's interesting that right before God and Moshe have this conversation, God taught Moshe one of the other Ten Commandments, Shabbat. But he says, this is a sign for all generations, the Dorotam. And when it adds in, Lidorotam, for all the generations, I think right here, God is already telling Moshe that we can get past this. I wouldn't want to make it sound like this is not a significant sin, it is. But when God says that this is a covenant for all the generations, as the Jews are sinning with the golden calf, that's significant. Had God only made a covenant with Abraham, with Avram, all those years ago, so we could say he made the covenant and the time would come perhaps that the Jews would break it. But this God is saying to Moshe as they're sinning below, which means that there's something there within the Shabbat, the experience of the Shabbat, the belief that God created in 6 days and rested on the seventh, is something which is the antithesis to idolatry. Which means God right here is giving Moshe hope and giving the Jewish people hope and telling us that we continually to keep the Shabbat, the covenant that we have will remain. Therefore, when Moshe comes down and finally has the opportunity to speak to the Jews, it seems to me very, very clear why, of all the laws, he starts to teach Shabbat. He adds new elements that perhaps we hadn't heard before. But the emphasis on Shabbat is that when we remember that God created, remember that God rested on the seventh, remember that God gave us such a gift that we too can be holy, this perhaps is the best inoculation that we can have against idolatry, its practices, and its beliefs. The Jews, who perhaps were scared and looking for some type of religious experience, are here being told an important message. If you want a religious experience, experience the Shabbat.